018, Shir, Tuesday, Sunday night, the Shalom Bayis Shir.
Talking about the topic of Shalom Bayis, the husband's role in maintaining it. Now, in talking about this topic, so I'm assuming I'm talking, you know, you're talking about marriage, you're talking about children, and I understand that, you know, I'm apologizing in advance, I'm asking Mechila. You know, it could be people that are not married, that are listening, it could be people that are divorced, it could be people whose spouses passed away and are in second marriages, it could be people who don't have children, it could be people who don't have the amount of children they want, but I'm talking about an average, the norm. Certainly everyone's life is different. So, if the Gemara says, "Kol mi shema uisha ein adam," so we're going to be talking tonight in those terms. The fact that some people don't get married or can't find their zivug or aren't married for whatever reason, so that's indeed an unusual situation. They are indeed special people, and they have a special task in life, just like someone without children has a different task in life, and that's how everything's bashered. So, or even if you know someone, and I say something that maybe pains someone because they know someone that's not married, and I'm talking in absolutes, you know, this and that, or children, so I'm asking Mechila, but we're talking now about that norm, a norm of a first marriage, someone's married and has children and is building a bayis for Yisrael. Any good that comes out of this drasha should be l'schus Shraga Daniel ben Chaya Chaviva Bracha, and the schus, I'm not sure I'm moichel the person that thought of this idea. He knows who he is. But certainly, if there is benefit from the shir, so it's very appropriate that it should be a schus to Shraga in the binyan of his bias. Certainly, what he's facing and what he needs chuyus for is certainly something that is could be merofei for the bias, and let it be a schus to him to be mechazek his bias. Supposed to say a name or something like that. Well, it says you shouldn't know from it, but when someone says Amoki Menachem Es, and Mashal Eitzim Yerushalayim, you're supposed to say the other is supposed to answer Amen. When someone gives a bracha or wishes something good or says a Yiratzon, you should always say Amen. Okay, so it's very. The first time I took Shraga, I went with Shraga to Rabban Gamliel, Rabinowitz HaKayim. So, very, very appropriate. So I went in with him, and we told him the story. The basic story. So, you think, you know, we want tefillos, we want advice. Rabban Gamliel speaks to tens, if not scores of people every day. And that builds up to hundreds and thousands. And his first question, like you present them with this situation, and you say, you know, what do we do? What advice do you have? What chizik and this? So he says, how's your shalom bayis? And this is a true story because I was there. And I asked the question, I presented the story. And his question was, he turns to Shraga, and he says, how's your shalom bayis doing? How did this story, you hear? You see a guy's facing what he's facing, and a guy's under such pressure, and he turns to Shraga, and he says, how is this affecting your shalom bayis? Then he asks him, then he elaborates a bit, and he says, how was your shalom bayis before, and how is it now? And then he says, because if we have a problem, he says to him, that's what we should be talking about, and that's what we have to work on. We have to make sure that the bias stays strong throughout this ordeal. So, I learned, there's three things I learned from that. First of all, that the importance of Shalom Bayis can't be stressed enough. That this was uppermost in his mind when a person is facing what he was facing. Like, that's what Aram Gamliel immediately saw, the immediate problem. And the reason is because, it's a question of why. I mean, the unit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Zachar on a cave of Bra'am. The unit in the Bria is Ish V'Ishto. And that's why the Gemara's Lashon is Eino Adam, Zachar on the cave of Bra'am, V'Yikra Shemam Adam. So if in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world that to fulfill our purpose, for what we were created, for whatever we're here in this world to do, so there's a team that's doing it. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria. Again, there are always exceptions, right? The Eibishter made a Zohar and a Keva, and there's a phenomenon called, you don't always have that, you see, in the Gemara. Yeah. There's always exceptions. But that's the Lashon HaGemara, and that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria, that there should be a team of people, two people working together, the family unit, the purpose. One of the purposes, we'll see, is the having of children. Many Rishonim hold that the mitzvah nesuin is merely the mitzvah of Prua Ravu done beheter. And certainly a lot of the dinim point in that direction, that that's Leitoyu Vro L'Sheves Yitzara, and it was set up in this way in order to raise children. The family unit is the... That's the pshat, and that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, with the family unit and raising the next generation and giving them over values and teaching them and being mechanic them. And that's the structure. And if there's no Shalom Bayis, so this unit, this basic building block of the Bria, doesn't exist. So a person, if a man, we're talking now to men, if a person doesn't have the right atmosphere and the right azer that's created by that atmosphere, so he won't be able to, or he'll find it immeasurably more difficult to fulfill the tachlis for which he was created. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria in this fashion, with Ish V'Ishto and an azer. And so you need it for that, as I say, that basic building block. Certainly the raising of children. This is mafish an aside, but again, this is almost like Shabbos, I feel. Like everything I say is worthy of a drasha in and of itself. But this is how we decided to do it. Certainly children, this is a whole topic in itself, everybody say. If the task of parents is to raise children, Pur Ravu, and Leitor Bro, L'Sheves Yitzara, children are terribly affected by a lack of Shalom Bayis, whether they show it or not. This is something that has been proven. It's common sense, and it's been proven, and it shows up, and they act, and they, when they get married, they act the way they saw a marriage. They act out the way they saw the role of a husband and wife, and sometimes it just carries on and on. And that's already, that's an extreme case, if there's a bechiyuv, lack of Shalom Bayis. Even if the parents are not what we call, are not on the same page, forget about that. They're not quarreling, and they're not fighting, and they're not at odds with each other, and the children don't see that. But if they're not on the same page, and it's like a team, right? So you're running a corporation, and there's two shutfim in the raising of children. It's not, I wouldn't call it a shutfim, but in the raising of children, it's a shutfim. So, you know, if they're not on the same page, you already have problems. Forget about if the children recognize that there's some sort of strife. So that, again, this is the building block of the Bria, and if there's no Shalom Bayis, in the sense, even if they're not on the same page, they're not together, they're not B'deya Achas, so you know, it's okay to talk to your spouse. The Indian Bifnei Atzmo, you know, you gotta take the time to talk to your spouse about raising children, not just how to deal with the bad report card that comes home, but just, you know, how to raise the children, how to make them confident, how to give them self-esteem, how to bring out their potential, b'chulu b'chulu. So it's the basic building block of the Bria. Certainly in Yiddishkeit, the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Chanukah, Hoyo the fun of Ner Beso Ner Chanukah, or Ner Beso the Kiddush Hayom, Ner Beso Kodem Mishum Shalom Beso, Shari Hashem Nimchak, Laso Shalom Benish Leishto. So if the Shem is Nimchak, so you're talking about the equivalent again, if it's the building block of the Bria, and it's the building block of Yiddishkeit, Vayaslahem Botim, the structure is the family unit, and then the mitzvah Puravu, you'll see in the Chinuch, it's the idea to produce Ovdei Hashem. So in terms of Yiddishkeit, the way the bias is structured, again, it's not an individual enterprise. The idea is the family. You see that in Mitzrayim. That's what the Iker fought against. The Avodah Basodah and the Melechus Moshim Ma'anoshim and keeping them away from each other and throwing the children. Everything was involved with children. With children and the family and the husband and wife. So this is what keeps an ummah from building up as an ummah. And as I said, you can't fulfill your tachlis if there's no shalom. That's what the Rambam is saying. Gadol ha-shalom, shekol ha-torah nitna, ha-torah, shekol ha-torah nitna laso shalom ba'olam. You can't perform at optimal level without shalom. If you're wasting your koiches, dealing with situations, dealing with unpleasantness, dealing with strife, so then it's a waste of kaifas. And then you don't have the azer that you need, and you can't, as I said, fulfill your tachlis in the world from a Yiddishkeit standpoint. So obviously this is, maybe not so obviously, this is like the first thing that came to Rabbi Gamliel's mind. Because anything you're going to do and any way you're going to react, you have to be together. It's the bias that's affected. A second point that I picked up from this remark of his, it was really just a remark, because the answer was, it's fine. So, was that to realize that in times of stress, it's even more important to have shalom bias. Even if the problem, let's say you have a money problem. So the money problem, perhaps, hopefully, let's say, in a case where it doesn't affect necessarily the relationship between the two of them. It's not a question of now there's a problem that she wants something that he doesn't let her have, or vice versa, because there's money issues. Just the fact that there's stress in the household, and not things are very rarely perfect in life. So if there's like a crack in the structure, so any stress that comes is going to accentuate that crack. Like what happened with Shraga had nothing to do with Benish Lishto. But yet, whenever there's stress, and this unfortunately is borne out by statistics, whenever there's stress, heavy stress or light stress, so if there's a crack, the crack widens. And then so that's also important to realize, that to work on Shalom Bayis when it's less stressful, so that you can be together and stand together and weather the inevitable stresses and problems and issues that come up. And the third thing I got from Rabbi Gamliel's remark is that it's efshel l'tikunei, even if there's a problem. That a person, we know that the Torah provides for divorce. It's not a secret, it's in the Torah. And if you open a Shulchan Aruch, you see there are grounds for divorce, which means sometimes the problem is seen indeed as so severe that it's called for. And you could be Toveya it. Like you could be Toveya Momen if someone owes you money. You could be Toveya Gershon. The man could be Toveya Gershon. If the Cherem Gabeinu Gershon, he has to be Toveya Gershon. The woman could be Toveya Gershon and it's coming to her and they passed him that it must be done. But anything short of the extreme cases in the Shulchan Aruch, based on Gemaras, so a person has to be misaken. You can't just leave things the way they are, and you can't just quickly decide that I'm not going to deal with this, and chas v'shalom, things can get worse and worse until the ultimate breakup. a person has to see his zivug. Again, I'm talking in the normal case. There's always exceptions and there's always special cases. But in the normal hanhagas habriya, a person should see his zivug as his life. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin to him. And like any relationship, you have to work on it. And you have to make sure that it's good. And if the Gemara says in Yevamos that an Isha brings you Torah, the whole list of things, right? Torah, Simcha, Bracha, Toiva. Right? So you could, if the work, and you could be Zochet to those things, we'll see in a moment. Or you could, Yevamosh, fritter it away, and you lose the Tuv that the Gemara describes, that Chazal described, married life in glowing terms, and you fritter it away, and you look back, and in pettiness, and silliness, and in akshanus, and selfishness, and the silly, silly things, you makalkel such a beautiful tachlis and pleasure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with all the descriptions in the Gemara Yevamos, the sixth parak. So, you know, sometimes we have issues, there are issues, and you want to, like, withdraw. And sometimes people, nowadays, right? I mean, nowadays. We'll talk about, certainly, in the last couple of decades, it's no secret that the rate of divorce is speeding up. And it's no secret that many times, I could say, in my experience on a Beis Din, many, many times it's unjustified because they weren't masaking things in the beginning, or they weren't masaking things even at the end. It's actually a sakune. And it's like committing suicide. That's how you have to look at it. It shouldn't be considered an option. Nowadays, everybody, where we want things easy, and then an instant gratification, and it's very hard to get people to work on things. Even the Sfarim that come out in the last 10, 20 years, everything is a Reader's Digest. Right? We want to just quickly go through the raid and see it presented, you know, on a silver platter. People don't want to work on things. And it's that's certainly getting worse and worse, the impatience, the Sesame Street idea, that's how you learn, with the quick images, boom, boom, boom. And it's like that in marriage, too. And if it doesn't work, so you have, you know, chad pa'mi, no problem. And it's a tragedy. The Eibishter made the world that it shouldn't be that way. Rav Chaim Vital says, Rav Chaim Vital, it's brought down, says that when a person is judged by his midos in Shemayim, he's judged by how he treated his wife. A person can be a Baal Chesed, and he can do, and many people do Chesed with others, and they do all sorts of things. Rav Chaim Vital says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the measurement of your midos and how you treat your wife, how you acted with her. If it was with edeltayt and with chesed, we'll be talking about those things. Or if he provoked her or neglected her or was over Isser Einos Dvarim, which we'll talk about, the plain portion of the Isser Einos Dvarim, which with the wife, one is much more apt to be over, the Gemara says. It's much easier to be over the love of Einos Dvarim with a wife. With a lack of Noisa Ba'al, he says. If you're not Noisa Ba'al, all the midos that we learn about and we read about and we study and are in Musa's farm and this, they're all Megeya the wife. We don't think of it that way all too often, but it's all Megeya the wife. And what's more, he says, that's how a person is judged. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you, what you are be'etzem. And I would imagine the pshat is that with other people, as we always see in the Chayvus Halvavus, there's always someone watching you. There's always someone looking. So you're always, there's always that part of you that's performing. And if you just go home and ask your wife, with the wife, there's no performance. Right? She knows what you are. She knows what we are. They know what we are. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges you. And that's what he says. So that's an Iker Gadol to keep in mind. The idea that you have to work at it. Two people living together is not a natural situation. Kishen Shein Partsufein Shobin Kafein Deyosein Shobos. Not only is everyone's day different, but the backgrounds could be different. So a wife's idea of a Shabbos table could be different than your idea of a Shabbos table. How the money in the house is dealt with, they can have different concepts of how that's dealt with, how to deal with children, what's called being on time, what's called clean and what's called sloppy, what's called lazy and what's called laid back and obsessive. Everybody has different ideas, different definitions. Everybody has their own picture of what these things mean. And you try to get two people together, and all the dating in the world doesn't help to find out how what different things mean to two different people. So it's Kosher Kekriyas Yamsuf. Even though the Gemara says in Ziva Grishon, you have Arbam Yon Kaidin Mitziros Havlav, but it's a Dava Poshet that that just means that the potential, in other words, so you would say, from the Gemara, if you want the Gemara and Saita, that base, it certainly sounds like that it's not that difficult if it's Arbam Yon Kaidin Mitziros Havlav. There was already, they were soulmates. So you could say, maybe it's not Deyosei and Shavos, because they were soulmates, but they each grew up in different places in the world, they each grew up in different families, so even if this is the Ziva, that's two halves of a neshama that are now getting together, and hopefully the ideal is they are one neshama reunited, but again, that just means the potential is there. So in Ziva Grishon, it's that much easier. If you wanted to compare it to something, I would compare it. If you learned your vomis and you're acquainted, so you know, if you have to make a chalois kiddushin, so you're creating a yesh me'ayin, it's that much more, the chalois is that much harder to create. While by yibum, it says, isha hikna loinan ha-shamayim. So the potential is already there, so therefore it's easier to make the kiddin. You know, that's why you're kind of even, v'ayinus, v'rotzen, v'mezit, v'shoigig, without das, v'alkarkov, all the dinin in the sixth parak yivomis, because of isha hikna loinan ha-shamayim. But that just means the potential is already there. Because she's supposed to be your wife, so you just have to like slide into the role. But that's all it means. So here also that gather that in Ziva Grishon, I feel that is Darbom Yom Kaidim Mitzirus Havlad makes it like it's like evil, you know. So she's meant for you, but yet you still have to do something. You have to work. It's not going. You're still different people with different deus, and you have to work on it. And again, people. It's very hard, and then part of the reason of this rate of strife in the household, even if it's not the divorce rate that's rising, but that's also true. But it's also true that the lack of shalom bayis is rising, and the issues that people deal with, and it's almost rare, I have to say, in my experience, not in the shul, before I came to the shul, my experience is that there's always different issues in the household, and you have to work, and we're not used to it. We're used to chadpami, we're used to speed dialing. I remember the first time my kids complained that the speed dial on the fax wasn't working. Like, that's the madrega we reached. You know, I'm still in the spoil from touch tone. Now I'm waiting for the thing to go all the way back, dial zero. So that's the first principle, we'll call it, after the background, how choshev it is that you have to work at it. The second principle is that you have to work at it. It's the man is in control. It's the man's task to see to it that his wife is happy, that his wife, we'll talk about, that she feels secure in the marriage and content, that her needs are met. The Torah says she's the ezer, she's there as your helpmate. But the Elishech Teshukasech, she is the one that needs the support. So that means that the task of creating the Shalom Bayis is the Gavra, is the man's. She is there, and this is how the Torah made the Bria. That means these Kaifas are always there, and no matter how independent they may seem, and there are exceptions, you have always, Mishana Habrios. But let me tell you from experience and from talking to marriage counselors and people in the business, this is the metzius of the Bria. The woman is the weaker one. The woman is the one that needs chizuk, that has to be made to feel secure, and it's the husband who has the task. We, all of us here, have the task of, it's our job to see to it that the shalom bayis in the house. And we have to see to it that she's happy and she's content and she feels, she's the ezer, right? It's the woman that needs the companionship of the man. Tav l'meisav tandu, l'meisav armalu, Rashi says in Kiddushin, means, but she needs the companionship. She has to feel that there's someone with her. She's the weaker one, and she's there to help him, and he has to make sure that she doesn't feel abandoned or alone, or that's the psychological makeup of Avish v'Ishto. We'll talk more about this in a moment. But that's the point I'm making now, is that the man has to feel that he has to take the reins, and it's his achrayus and oil to see to it that this should exist. He can't, if he sits back and waits for her to do it, it's not going to work. He's the one with the achrayus and the chayv, and the natural way for it to happen is for him to take control. She's the ezer, he's the man of the house, and he has to fix things up if they're wrong. He's the one with that achrayus. It is true, and this is really parenthetical, but it has to be said, it's important to be said, that many times the shalom bayis problems in the house are created not by the relationship, but by each person's individual problems. In other words, if a person has, Lamarshal, we'll talk about low self-esteem, since that's the most popular diagnosis nowadays. So if a person has no self-esteem, that could obviously lead to that he has to be, it could lead to he has to be a controlling person. He has the need to control. It's very hard for a person who has low self-esteem to get into feelings of intimacy, to share with another person, and to feel that they're one, because he feels like, I'm not good, like what does the other person see in me? So you're always afraid to get too close. Sometimes the person precipitates rejection. Like you sort of set things up that you should be rejected so that you don't have this feeling of failure when you're rejected because, oh, I knew it. So you set it up like that. And these are things that sometimes a person's abusive. But it stems from low self-esteem. So my point is that it is important to remember that many times the lack of shalom bayis stems from an individual's problems. And that has to be determined, if it could be determined by a rav or by a therapist, that the problem doesn't lie in the relationship, but it stems from the person kishela atzmo, only atzmo, but we're talking now to the men, then you have to realize that. Then your chiyuv of shalom bayis is to work on yourself and to fix yourself up and to be merape yourself. Even if it's a machla, right? Sometimes things are a machla. Sometimes people have issues because of the way they were raised. And Nebuch had, you know, their parents and the way they were raised and the way things that happened to them in their lives. So they have to deal with it even on an individual, themselves. It's not legabe the other person, but that's the source of the problem, and they have to be aware that that is a possibility. So the lack of shalom bayis, you shouldn't just think, how are we going to solve this? What should I do? Like, how should I talk to my wife? And how should I deal with my wife? And how should I... No. Sometimes you have to first make sure you're okay and check out if you have your own issues, because otherwise, like, it's trying to build... the foundation's no good. You have to check out if you're healthy, emotionally healthy. The third principle, I'm probably losing count. I'll say something that's, I mean, I darshan this always, and it's a yesod, and it, maybe if you find it pashut, sabar Hashem, you find it pashut. The solution to problems is always found in the Torah. And this I saw on a Beis Din time and time and time again. If people would just do what they're mechuyev to do without first validating their feelings, without first saying, do I feel like doing it? Nobody says, do I feel like putting on tefillin this morning? And no one says, do I feel like eating kosher? So the chiyuvei ish leishto, you also have to do, even if you're angry, even if she's not a good person, and even if she upset you, the chiyuvim are there. And the truth is, the chiyuvim, and I'm talking about absolute chiyuvim, some of the oraison, some of the rabbonon, but absolute chiyuvim, it's hard to imagine problems would still exist if people just did what they were mechuyev to do. And, you know, just to digress for 15 seconds, I can almost promise you, unfortunately, that Eretz Yisrael's problems will not be solved until they, just pure the halachas, just follow. With all the chokhmas in the world, there's halachas involved. You can write a tshuva, you know, you write a tshuva what should be done. And if it's not dealt with in that way, I hope my promise shouldn't be fulfilled. It's just not, it's not called baraisa, bara alma. It just ain't going to happen. And we see that b'chush, and you see it in marriages also. Because sometimes they get advice to stop going to the mikvah, and he gets advice to stop giving money, and to leave the house, and to do this, and to do that, and there's no halachic justification for it. And you're over, you know, if a person makes a neder, right? Koinem, right? Koinem tashmishi olayich. So it's not chal. It's meshubet to her. Now, I imagine he's very angry at her if he made such a neder. Or if she says it, it's not chal. She's meshubet. I imagine she's quite angry. He must have done something to make her very angry. So we're told, if you're angry and you're upset, it's not shayach. There is an idea of shibud, an idea of chiyuv, and that includes the women's chiyuvim are separate. We're talking now about the men's chiyuvim. And the yachas being ish leishto is dealt with by halacha. And if you don't follow the Torah, all these marriage counselors in the world are not going to be of any help. And if you do, that's the refuah. That many times that's all that's needed, and that already fixes the kera that it shouldn't get bigger, and it's mechayev things to be fixed up on their own. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Ishus, when a person gets married, the man acquires 10 obligations and 4 rights. Right? He gets 4 items. He has monetary rights or other rights, and he has 10 obligations as soon as he gets married. So right away, you see the cards are stacked. Right? You have 10 obligations and only 4 zchuyos. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says you have a chiyuv d'oraisa of she'er, she'er ksus v'oina. Now she'er means mezonos. A person is mechuyuv to, and mezonos does not mean just food. Mezonos means food and a place to live, and we'll see in a moment to what degree. A place to live, and it means a ksus is clothing. It means living. It has to provide her. Now there's 3 basic levels of chiyuv. If he can afford it, he's mechuyuv. This is chiyuvim, Rabosai. These are chiyuvim. A person's mechuyuv to do whatever he can afford, whether it's the minig hamokom, that lifestyle, or not. But if he can afford an air conditioner, he's mechuyuv to get an air conditioner, or a dishwasher, or anything that he can afford, he's mechuyuv to do if he can afford it. B, if it's the minig hamokom to have it, he's mechuyuv to get it, even if he can't afford it. Then there's a shaila. What do you do if you can't afford it? Are you mechuyev to borrow money in order, right? There's different levels. Well, you're not mechuyev to come ask a shaila. But rather, once I mention it, you're not mechuyev to borrow money to fulfill it. But we all know that there's can't afford, right? But if it's the minute hamakom, then even if you quote can't afford it, I'm not talking about if you don't have the money to pay for it. I'm talking about, oh, we can't afford that. If the minig hamokom is to have it, he's mechuyev to provide it for her. And thirdly, if it's the manner in which she was accustomed to live before she got married, he's mechuyev to provide that level there's certain caveat, there's certain qualifications there, but the basic halacha is A, if you can afford it, B, if it's the minig hamakom, C, if that's the way she lived before she got married, you're mechuyev to provide it. So that's mezonos, which includes a place to live, and it includes clothing, all the clothing that fit into these chiyuvim that I said. And besides this, he has a chiyuv to give her an allowance or to make sure she has money provided. Again, a shayla has to be asked exactly the amount, but he has to provide her own private money for her own personal private needs. That's called mor kesef in Lashon HaGemara. And that's for her own needs. He has to provide that for her, that she doesn't have to give a din v'cheshven, and that's just for her. And again, this is totally in minig hamakom and his ability to provide it. And all of these chiyuvim is even if she's independently wealthy. It has nothing to do with her abilities. She can be a millionaire, and the husband is mechuyev to provide these things for his wife. The chiyuv ayna, to touch lightly upon that, just to be aware that we're not talking about the mitzvahs puravu now, we're talking about a chiyuv ayna, that a woman has to feel desirable to her husband. Even the goyim understand that by the goyim, that by the woman, from the perspective of the woman, you're dealing with something much more emotional than physical. And the emotion is that she has to be made to feel that the husband loves her and cherishes her and wants to fulfill and wants to give her pleasure and wants to fulfill her desires and needs. If a person, I hold la halacha, and I have rayas to it. If a person's wife feels that he's mekayim this act for his own pleasure, to give himself pleasure, it's by me, it's a serious shaila. He's over the lav of oinosa lo yigra, because that's the chiyuv, is to provide that emotional need that she has. Because if a person makes a neder, kainan tashmishi olayev, the neder is not chal, because he's meshubit to her. Now, he's not meshubit to her that he should get his pleasure. That's not her shibut. That's not his shibut to her. His shibut to her is not that he should get pleasure. So al kochach, there's a shibut that goes beyond what's in it for him. And it's not chal the neder. He's meshubit to her. So to me that means that if he's doing it and she feels that it's for his pleasure, so he wasn't mekayim his shibut. And he's over the yisul yigra. And really, this is almost a dogma for the whole relationship. That a woman is an ezer. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created her for. And that's how she fulfills her role. So what does the woman want? Like, what do you have to do for her? If someone's in that position. So, you know, if you learn Maseches Ksubas, and many of you are, so the whole Maseches Ksubas is concerned about her ksubah, like the ksubah, and the taisis ksubah, and the dunya, and that's the whole thing. And right, many Rishonim hold, if you marry a woman without ksubah, she's a pilegesh. You don't have proper ishus without a ksubah. So even if you don't know like those Rishonim. But if you learn the Sefer Ksubas, you get this idea that the whole marriage is centered around the Ksuba. Like, well, let it. Because the Ksuba is what makes a woman feel secure in the marriage. She's secure. The husband loves her, cares about her, is going to take care of her needs, her desires, her wants. And she's secure. She's not just she's an Azer. But if he makes her feel like a Shivcha, if he makes her feel that, so she's not secure. She has to feel that the husband loves her and cares about her and is taking care of her, because she has this basic insecurity, because she's there as an Azer. So she's there as an Azer, so she's always insecure. And she wants to know if the husband, and this is the woman's need, that you're mechuyev to provide. She always has to feel that the husband cares about her, and you have to show her. We'll be talking about this if we have time. You have to make her feel that you care about her, and that you love her, care about her, are concerned about her, and that you want her to be happy. And that's what the woman has to feel. And that's what ksuba is. That's the chiyuv ksuba in a conceptual sense, that she should feel secure and happy that the husband is married to her, and he's happy he's married to her, and he's going to stay married to her, and he wants her to be happy. That's all nichlal in the chiyuv ksuba. And the Chazon Ish writes, teva ha'isha lehis'aneg al metzius chein be'enei baila. That's what the woman is always worried, that the husband likes her, that he loves her, that she's motzachein be'enav. And the din of altar besicha imo'isha that it says in Perkei Avos, the Chazon Ish says, it's never for this matara. That's not altar besicha imo'isha. When the matara is to make her feel like you're her friend, and you like her, and you care about her, that's never going to be altar besicha imo'isha. And that's all nichlal in the El Ishech Teshukosech. And if you fulfill that, then she responds by being the Ezer. Then there's nothing she won't do for you. If you make her feel like you care about her, that strengthens her feelings of security, then she has no problem being an Ezer. And she finds fulfillment in being an Ezer because she feels secure, so she knows she's safe, and she can go about doing what she's doing without, so to speak, looking over her shoulder. Zocha nasus lo Ezer, lo zocha kenegdo, for sure, means, just like by Torah, it says, zocha nasus lo yisam chayim, lo zocha nasus lo yisam mavis, which means if you act properly, and you do what you're supposed to do, then the Torah is a Sam Chayim, and Loi Zocha means you learn Shaloi Lishma, and you just use it for your own purposes, for your own gratification, and you just use the Torah to maybe be Misyaher, or to just show off, or whatever Shaloi Lishma means. Nasat Loi Samavis, that's the Zocha Loi Zocha of Torah. Zocha means if you treat your wife properly, you act the way you're supposed to act. Meaning, you make her feel secure. You make her feel secure and happy, and she thinks and knows that you care about her and are concerned for her welfare and will take care of her and will give her what she needs. Then she'll be the Ezer. And lo zocha, and then, right, and there's a clash, and then she's kenegdo. Let's go a bit further. Again, the Rambam. Maybe I should mention, just from a technical standpoint, just to go through. So the Rambam talks about ksuba, sher ksuz va'ayna, we mentioned. He talks about ksuba, l'raposa, the chi of refuah, which is an absolute chiyuv, includes if the state of her health needs an ozeret or a metapelet or someone to help in the house. If the state of her health needs it, then it's an absolute chiyuv. There's nothing to talk about. It's nichlal. The poskim say this in l'rapoisa, lifdoisa. Well, if you live in Chevron, maybe lifdoisa becomes very negeya, but actually means any time that she can't get to the husband, whatever, like. And this was very negeya when people escaped from other countries after the war. People escaped and their wives were left behind. And there was a chi of liftois. You have to pay money. You have to pay any amount of money in order that she should join the husband. The Rambam says in Perek Tesvov. Again, you just follow the halacha and you'll be okay. The chen tzivu chachomim. The Rambam doesn't say if she's good to you, and the Rambam doesn't say if you like her, and the Rambam doesn't say if she's mean to you. The Rambam doesn't say if you feel like it. He says you mechuyev, and now the Rambam changes the Lashon HaGemara. Lashon HaGemara puts Oyava Kagufo first, and Mechabda Yosem Megufo second. And the Rambam puts Mechabda Yosem Megufo first, and Oyavo second. And I imagine that the Gemara is talking, puts first the goal. The goal line is the Ahava that exists between the two of them. Because we'll see, or we won't see, that the Ahava that exists Beinish L'Ishtoi is the feeling of oneness, that they're working together towards a common goal, and they want to do it with the other one, and they don't want to do it without the other one. But the Rambam is talking like a halacha sefer. You're not going to start with Oyavo Kagufo, because we know by now that the Ahava that was felt before was an infatuation. And the Ahava that you have to work on afterwards comes after, and it's Meduyik in the Rambam, and practical life bears it out also, that first comes the Mechabda Yosem Megufo, that you Mechabed her. What does the Rambam say? You have to speak gently to her. Yei diburo imo benachas. Velo yiyah otzev. Don't mope. And don't withhold from her. And don't sulk. Velo rogez. And don't be angry at her. She's not your child. She's not your shivcha. She's not your plaything that you're angry and you're not angry. And you covered. Covered. Whatever covered means. But yosem imcha. Right? If you eat something spoiled and you knew it was spoiled, so you get angry at yourself and you say, well, I'm such an idiot. What did I do that for? But if your wife serves you something spoiled, you're not allowed to say that. You have to be mechabda yoisa migufo. More than you talk to yourself. The speaking gently, you know, when you ask your wife to do something for you, you have to be careful not to talk. How are you mechabed someone when you're asking them to do something for you? Think. How can you mechabed someone? It means you don't demand that they do it, and you don't assume for a davar poshut that they can do it, and you don't, by your tone of voice, imply that they have to do it or else, but you respectfully ask them if they can do it. That's how, and you don't talk to them like a shivcha. That's the general, it could be summed up in one word. Don't talk to her like your shivcha. That's all nichlal in your dibura imo benachas, and that's all nichlal in the covenant you have to give her. If nothing else, the Gemara in Yevamos. You know, the Gemara says, right, everyone knows, Ish v'isha, Shechina b'neihem. Wow, that's great. So just as the Chavis HaLadavah says that the Yesoid of Avodah Salikin is Hakaras HaTov, because Hakaras HaTov, if you're a normal, basic, decent human being, is Mechayif payback. And that's the whole foundation of our Avodah Salikin, is the feeling of we want to pay Hashem back for what He does to us. Hakaras HaTov, which in a normal person engenders a feeling, I gotta pay back, I gotta do something back for this person. I can't just accept and take and take and take. So the Gemara in Yevamos, right, Rav Chiya's wife caused them awful tzaras, and he would buy her presents. He would go in the shuk, and he would see a trinket that she would like, and he bought it for her, and he brought it home to her. He said, yeah. So, what's the chat the Gemara says? So he says, Dayenu, that they're there in the house, Matzu Loisonu Menachet, from Herhurim, raising our children. They're there, they're in the house. We come home, there's someone there. Right? Even if supper's late, but supper's there. The whole structure of the house. I'm talking now beyond the Rambam, beyond the chiyuv that Chazal placed upon you of to be mechabed her, and to speak gently with her, and to not get angry at her. And, by the way, the Rambam says, V'yim yeshlo momon marbe b'tovoso kafi ha-momon. And that goes beyond the chiyuv that I told you before, which is in Perek Dalet, where he talks about your absolute chiyuv of Ksher Ksus Voyin, of Ksher Ksus. But here he's just talking about pampering her. Im yesh lo moment, that's nichlal in mechabdo kegufo, v'yor v'yos, mechabdo yos mechufo v'ovo kegufo. And then, so the whole covet, besides all of this, which is chiyuvim, then you have Rufchia statement in your bonus. You have Akora Satov. You have to be a mensch. You have to, at the very least, you know, you're not holding by, you can't, you have to be Maketov. That's more basic, you know, just like the Chavit Halvonah says, more basic than listening to Hashem robotically because of Nasa Benishma and Har Sinai. There's a more basic, fundamental foundation. That's what he says. If you don't believe it, you can come Thursday nights. There's a more basic foundation called Hakoras HaTov that a person has to be obeyed Hashem, not because he's mechuyev to, the Chavit Halvonah says. Not because he's obligated to, but because he's a mensch. And Hashem gave him life. And Hashem lets him breathe, etc., etc. So, you're going to do what Hashem wants? That Hakoras HaTov we have to have for our wives. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Rav Chiya bought her present. And she made his life miserable. And he would buy her trinkets when he would see it in the shuk. And that's why when Adam HaRishon brought Misa La'olam, Chava brought Misa La'olam. How could anybody do something worse than Chava did? And when Adam blamed his wife, so the Torah says, you kufli tov, you. You're kufli tov. I gave you a wife. Well, you gave me a wife. She brought me Sala Olam. She was machshul me. No, that's what Hashem says to him. You're kufli tov. She's there for you. She's your azer. Whatever happened, happened. But you're a kufli tov if you now turn against her because of whatever she does. That's what the lesson of Adam HaRishon is, and that's what you see from Rav Chiya. So besides these chiyuvim, you have this bosses of Hakoras HaTov, which demands that we call it pamper our wives and do things for them. Besides the chiyuv ksubas I talked about, to make them feel secure, and all the things we talked about till now, but just as Hakoras HaTov. Also, just like with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, it's required of us to not only feel HaKoras HaTov, but there's an Inyan, Lahodos, Lahalel, Lashabeach, Lathor, Lahomim, Lahorech, Lahale, Lahkales. And if you read Sforim, there's like zillions of Malachim, and Chayas HaKodesh, and Ofanim, and all they do all day is Shabeach Hashem. I don't know why, I don't know, he doesn't need it. But that's what they do a whole day. A person has to praise his wife, following along these lines of what HaKoras HaTov is mechayev. You, besides that, it'll help in making her feel more secure and less like a shifcha, and it'll make her feel that you appreciate her. So you have to express it. You have to compliment it. And don't be a wise guy. And, you know, can't say it condescendingly. The women nowadays have caught up to the men, Baruch Hashem. They're just as smart as we are. Maybe smarter. And they know when you're being condescending. And when it's false praise. And when it's self-serving. You can be sincere. There's always milus that you can sincerely compliment them with. And so, again, they're an azer. And if they feel, if a wife feels that she's being taken for granted, and you're not appreciating what she does for you, that's it. That's the loy zofa. You're back into loy zofa territory. So, a way to overcome that is to express appreciation, to compliment. And if she's, if she does things, right? Real thing. The Rav can do it about my wife. She makes my life miserable. So you have to be smart. You have to think of her milus. What does it mean, HaKoras HaTov? It means you have to think of the milus that she has. Whether she's dedicated, or she's there for you, or she's honest, or she tries hard, right? The Masil Sesharim says, towards the end of Masil Sesharim, hey, nobody's perfect. Right? You're no great catch yourself. You have to focus on the milus. That's what I talked about in the beginning. It's your achrayus. You have to take the reins, and you have to focus on her milus and compliment her that she feels comfortable and secure in being the Ezer. And that's the pasuk in Mishlei you have to take seriously. Kamara ponim oponim, like a person looks in the water and sees his image, so too the way you talk to someone, the way you act towards someone, you'll get that back in return. And if she feels secure in her being an Ezer, then she'll be an Ezer. That'll be the Zocha, Masas Lo Ezer. If she feels she's secure and taken care of and appreciated and loved, then she'll be the Ezer. She's there for you. A word about learning, about Torah. Because I'm talking so much about helping your wife and make sure you provide for your wife, so people want to know. But the Rav like makes a face when I say that I have to help my wife put the kids to sleep, and I can't come tonight, say that. So that's a dover poshet, that if your wife taka needs help, you're mechuyev to help her. It's no worse than ozoy tazoy dimoy. She's a person. That's no worse than any chiyuv you have. This holds all the things we talked about. But you have to realize that just as you go to work and earn the money, and she's not resentful when she takes care of the children when you are working, earning money, because she understands that you're earning money for the household, not for yourself. Not for yourself. She understands you're earning money for the both of them. So she's not resentful when she stays home with the kids and you go work. So you... Ruchna Yus is part of a household also. You have to project, it has to be true. If she feels you're running her out of the house and you're enjoying yourself with the boys and you're learning and it's geschmack and you're doing it for yourself, yeah, I don't blame her for being resentful. Anybody would be resentful. She worked the whole day and now you're running and having a good time. But if she feels about your learning because that's what you project, that this learning is the same as you're working the whole day. But you spent 8 hours in Gashmius, or 9 hours, or 10 hours, involved in the Gashmius because it's necessary. And now, for the household, you're going and you're learning and injecting Ruchnius into the household, injecting Torah into the household. And if that's what you project, that you're not doing it for yourself, but you're doing it for the house, then she'll understand, or it could easily be explained to her, that just as she's not resentful when you're going to work and earning money, she would not be resentful when you go out to learn, which is a chiyuv that the husband has, especially if he spends 8, 9, 10, perhaps 11 hours involved in earning money. Stop here.